has joined.
We'll give it another minute, see if other people come.
Has joined.
Morning.
Good morning.
Has joined.
Hey, Judy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
We will start with Olufemi Yehud, and then we will begin the study of the third Aliyah, or Parashat Tetzaveh. L'shem Yehud kudcha b'richu ishkinte b'kilu urkimu utkilu utkilu urkimu li'achta l'shem yudhei b'vavhei v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei. The third Aliyah begins at Exodus chapter 28, verse 31, and completes at verse 43. This is a total of 13 verses. And we know that number 13 connects to the Hebrew word echad, which translates as oneness. Verse 31. We are seated at Ha'efod kelil tekelet v'ha'yafi rosho betoko safa yihye l'fiv saviv ma'asei oreg k'fi tach ra yihye lo lo. We are Sita al Shulav Rimone Tekelet. We are Gaman Vitolaat Chani al Shulav Savivufa Mone Zahav Vitoham Saviv. Pamon Zahav Rimon. Pamon Zahav Rimon. Al Shule Hamil Saviv. Wichaya Al Acharon. Vishare Benishma Kolo Bevo. El Hakodesh. Lifnei Adonai, Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo, Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo. Upteito Willo Yamut, Viasita Tzitz Zahav, Tahor Ufi Tachta. Ala pituche chotam kodesh ladonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo wahe da wanu he yo wisamta oto al pitil techelet behaya al hamitznafet el mul penei hamitznafet yihye. Wechaya al meitzach acharon w'nasa acharon et amon
has joined.
Asher Yishu B'nei Yisrael L'kol Matnat Chad Shechem V'chaya Al Mitcho Tamid L'ratzon Lachem Lifnei Sheshvi Asita Mitznefet Sheshvi Avnait Tase Maase Rokem Belivne Aharon Taase Kutanot Viasita Lachem Avnetin Umigbaot Taase Lachem Lekavod Ultifaret Vehilbashta Otam Et Aharon Nachicha Viet Panavito Mashachta Otam Umileta Et Yadam Vekidashta Otam Vekichanuli Viase Lachem Mikne Sevat Likasot Besar Erva Bimataya Madne Kriyim Mimatnaim Viad Yerechaim Vihayu al Acharon Vial Banal Baboam Elohel Moed O Begishtam El Hamizbeah Visharet Bakodesh Bilo Yisu Awonumetu Hukat Olam Lo Zaro Acharav. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. The English translation, starting with verse 31. And you shall make the robe of the ephod completely of tehelet wool. Its opening at the top shall be turned inward. Its opening shall have a border around it, the work of a weaver. It shall have an opening like the opening of a coat of armor. It shall not be torn. And so on its bottom hem you shall make pomegranates of blue, purple, and crimson wool, on its bottom hem all around, and golden bells. In their midst all around. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate on the bottom hem of the robe, all around. It shall be on Aaron when he performs the service, and its sound shall be heard when he enters the holy before Hashem and when he leaves, so that he will not die. And you shall make a shell plate of pure gold, and you shall engrave upon it like the engraving of a seal, holy to the Lord. And you shall place it upon a cord of tehelet wool, and it shall go over the cap, and it shall be opposite the front side of the cap. It shall be upon Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall bear the iniquity of the holy things that the children of Israel sanctify, for all their holy gifts that shall be upon his forehead constantly, to make them favorable before Hashem. You shall make the linen tunic of checker work, and you shall make a linen cap, and you shall make a sash of embroidery work. For Aaron's sons you shall make tunics and make them sashes, and you shall make them high hats for honor and glory. With these you shall clothe Aaron your brother and his sons along with him, and you shall anoint them and invest them with full authority and sanctity, and sanctify them so that they may serve me as Kohanim, as priests, and make for them linen pants to cover the flesh of their nakedness. They shall reach from the waist down to the thighs. They shall be worn by Aaron and by his sons when they enter the tent of meeting, or when they approach the altar to serve in the holy, so they will not bear iniquity and die. It shall be a perpetual statute for him and his descendants after him. That's the end of the English translation. Does anybody have any questions? We will begin the study of chapter 5 of Perek Shirah. Chapter 5 begins on page 11.
Has joined.
Mi kamocha ve'elim Adonaiohe wahe Adanuyo Yoahe dawanuhe yo. Mi kamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh no ratehi lo do se pele. This is a verse from Shmot. It's a very famous verse. It's part of the Yam Suf. It's part of the Shir HaYam, the song of the splitting of the sea. Oh, the translation is the sheep is saying, but if you read the Hebrew, I don't see the word for sheep. I see the word for animal. And then there's two other Hebrew words that I don't know the translation of, so it could be a sheep, but it just doesn't feel right. Who is like you among the mighty ones? Hashem, who is like you, mighty in holiness, awesome in praise, the worker, a worker of wonders. Do you think that the most negative animal, which is the sheep, is going to be praising Hashem with this particular verse that reiterates Hashem's praises one after the other? It doesn't feel right. My intuition says that it's not translated correctly. Second paragraph of chapter 5. The Haman Gasa Tehora Omeret Arninu Lelohim Uzainu Ariv. Yaakov. This is a verse from Psalms. The cow is saying, rejoice to Hashem. No, it's saying, rejoice to Elohim over our strength. Trumpet to the land of Yaakov. Why does the cow praise Hashem by praising his strength? The cow is female. Wouldn't it be better to use a bull? But the name of God being used is the name of strength, which is the Elohim. What's one of the attributes is power and strength. Behema daka tama omeret hativa Adonai yohe wahe Adonu yo yohe dawanu heyo Letovim velisharim bilbotam. This is also a verse from Psalms. The Chazer, which is Yiddish for the pig, is saying, Hashem is good to the good and to the straight-hearted. We seem to be getting a series of opposites. Because the pig is not straight-hearted. The pig is not good because it's not kosher. The fourth paragraph. Behema gasa tmea omeret yegia kapecha ki tokel ashrecha v'tov lach. Again, we have a verse from Psalms. The beast of burden is saying, when you eat the fruit of your labors, happy are you, and good is your lot. The translation is a little bit corrupted, because the last two words are v'tov lach, which means, and good to you. But there is no phrase, is your lot. It should be, happy are you, and good is your lot, is you. Because you're happy, you are good. That's being said by the beast of burden. that's being said by human beings. Because we have a burden. And it makes us happy that we have this burden. What is the burden? To connect to Hashem. To read and study Torah. This is our opportunity. But some people consider it a burden. But if you're happy in doing your spiritual work, then you are good. The last paragraph on page 11. Dama Omer Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohaheda Wanu Heyo Mi Marom Yishag Umimom Kadoshu Yiten Kolu Shani Yishag Al Nevahu. This is a verse from Jeremiah. The camel is saying, Hashem shall roar from on upon high and cause his voice to sound forth from his holy place. His shout echoes profoundly over his dwelling place. Why is the camel chosen to say this verse? Because the camel doesn't live inside. There's no home for the camel. Its home is the desert. It's continuously walking. It's continuously storing water in its humps. Just as this praises of God is talking about a voice that wanders. It comes from the holy place, and it then wanders and promotes its dwelling place. And on page 12, the first paragraph. Susomer hine kaine avadim el yad adonehem keine sishivcha el yad gevirta keinehnu el adonai yohewahe Adanu yo yoaheda wanu heyo Eloheinu Ached Chaneinu. This is a verse from Psalms. The horse is saying, behold, as the eyes of the servants to the hand of their master, as the eyes of the maidservant is to the hand of her mistress, so are our eyes to Hashem, our Lord, until he will favor us. The nature of the horse is support. The horse carries the people. It carries burdens. It pulls wagons. The nature of the horse is support. And this verse for praising Hashem is really related to that support. We're going to stop our class here. Does anybody have any questions?
I know.
Yes.
I got the picture of, you know, seeing the horse. You know how they put blinders? I don't know what they're actually called, but they put, I call them blinders, on their eyes. They focus straight ahead. So that was the picture I got for the horse, and thinking, you know, having to keep our eyes forever toward Hashem, which is support too, but.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you for that comment.
You're welcome.
Any other questions or comments?
I have a comment.
Go ahead, Judy.
When you were talking about the difference between a cow and a bull, because I've dealt with cows on my property and this and that, I always saw the cow as a symbol of like motherhood, a nurturing animal. It provides, you know, our material needs as far as milk and meat and butter and things like that. So it's a giving animal. It's a nurturing animal. Where a bull, it's kind of a symbol of stand its ground. It stops listening. In other words, it's like a symbol of stop listening to others, and it's all about yourself.
Well said. That's all. Everything you said is correct. And it's another way of seeing that same verse. What I couldn't understand about why the cow is saying it, because the verse is talking about strength and trumpeting to the Lord of Yaakov. Yaakov represents the lower level. Tiferet is connected to Israel, where Yaakov is. It's still Israel. I mean, it's still Tiferet, but it's in an immature state. So in that sense, the nurturing that you're describing is appropriate. But I was thinking of it from the standpoint of the strength of standing your place.
Okay, so, it's like, didn't the cow stand for Abraham also? Where the ram is Isaac and the sheep is Jacob?
I had not heard that, but I wouldn't argue with it.
Okay. I related to it in that the cow was rejoicing to Elohim, and doesn't Elohim relate to the Nukvah and the Shekinah? You know, it's female. And you remember in last night's lesson from the Ari, the comments about, or maybe it was in our lesson yesterday, about the female has an aspect of the male and the male has an aspect of the female. And that would also lead to the word immaturity too. So that's kind of what came to my mind with the cow being a female and the level of Elohim, or maybe it's, you know, more so toward the Malkut level. And I may have gotten it all mixed up because I'm seeing pictures and to be able to put in words.
No, all of these comments this morning have been beneficial. They're all trying to, you know, we're trying to understand the questions and the whole process of this chapter, and we've gone through quite a few animals, and there are quite a few more to come. But, you know, it's all been helpful. It's all for us to contemplate.
I see it as, speaking of Jacob and lower level, I see it as Rachel and Leah as being the cow, one or the other. because of the strength that the women brought to that Jacob's children, and also Rachel crying out to Elohim for her children that are in exile. So I kind of relate it to them, to the two women and the two wives of Yaakov.
Very nice. Thank you all.
Raquel would be the parts of theme, right, of that level?
Yes, Raquel is the parts of theme for Jacob, and Leah is the parts of theme for Israel.
Right. So that would be the immaturity and the lower level.
Right.
And fitting into right. Elohim. So another
right.
frame of reference.
These are all different ways of viewing the same thing.
Right.
And everybody's seeing them differently, and that's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's no right or wrong. It's this is how
right.
we all see it, and we're adding to the discussion by these comments. We will have three more classes today. The 11 o'clock class is continuing the study of Sefer Yehoshua, the book of Joshua, and Deep Zohar at 4:30. And we'll be having some more material from the Ari for the holiday of Purim at 7. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.